instead of people clamoring for allocations, I think the emphasis was on making sure that the authorities do attend to the issues or the challenging issues in the economy, to get the economy to perform, restore jobs, create jobs, get the factories which are closed and not closed, also let them open up, and also a lot of quantitative input, which in most cases we have competing interests which are quite vivid from the floor. But at this time, really, I think the gap was quite closed in terms of what they expected the budget to do, not only primarily on the issue of allocating resources, but on the issue of the policy accompanying the budget.
Mr. Chitambara, your views on these public hearings, and also, you know, we've had in the past some people complaining that they do give their feedback, but at times this is not captured in the budget. So what can you say about this?
My view is that these consultations, I think they are positive. I think that's the right way to do things. We actually look at past policies of government, even past national budgets. There was very little input by the public. There was very little input by the different stakeholders. So I think this is a good way of finding out what are the priorities right at the moment. So through these public hearings, I think the Ministry of Finance is able to gather those views. Of course, there's always that problem that the views that are gathered, sometimes they are not fully reflected in the national budget statement. But I think that's understandable because obviously the Ministry of Finance is consulting divergent groups. So I think the idea really is to see how best you can manage those trade-offs and come up with a common ground or middle of the ground solution to the various competing interests. And also the other issue, the issue of the limited fiscal space, I think it also affects even some of the good things that the public would have identified or the priorities.
As an economist, what do you think are the priority issues right now?
I think the priority issues are, first and foremost, we need to consolidate. I think if you look at the past budget, I think there's been a market improvement in budget allocation to the social sectors like education and healthcare. Of course, the actual money that has been disbursed has not been the same as the money that was budgeted for. But in terms of the intention, I think there's that intention of making sure that the budget is poor and inclusive by allocating more resources to social sectors. And also the issue of infrastructure, I think it's something that needs to be also given pride of place within the national budget. There is need for government to clearly articulate a public-private partnership regime where the government can partner with private sector to rehabilitate our dependent infrastructure.
Mr. Janda, I understand that the CDF funds will not be disbursed until after the elections. Minister Matinenga is reported to have said that legislators will not be given the funds even if they are in the 2013 budget. Do you think this is a good move?
Well, it's not good news at all, not because of I'm an MP, but looking at the national budget, considering that 73% of the budget is consumptive, it goes to salaries and wages, and leaving no room for capital expenditure at all. And my view is that the CDF represented the fairest way of distributing capital throughout the country. And most of the CDF funds, yes, I agree that out of the 210 constituencies or MPs, a fraction, or probably a few of them, less than 10 or so, abused the fund. And I equated it to that it does not necessarily mean that when a snake goes into a hut, you bury the house or the hut. No, you get into the hut and you kill the snake. And it is evident that, you know, the reason why people of this country have known that the MPs have abused the fund is because we've got a system that exposes such kind of thing.
But Mr. Janda, if the MPs are to be given the allocations now, when we're going to elections, what happens if, some parliamentarians lose and they would have been given the money? Does it not make sense to just wait and then start afresh after elections?
What you are saying is that the CDF funds were budgeted already in the 2011 and 2012, and we haven't got them. Remember, the country is on a cash budgeting system. And when you are in cash budgeting, it does not mean when you budget for a resource or an allocation, the money is there. The money is subject to be collected between January to December of each year. Therefore, even if it is included in this budget for any other forthcoming MPs, if elections are going to be held in March, it can be included, and disbursement can only be done after the elections is fine. But they have to be included in the budget anyway.
Mr. Chitambara, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think the CDF, I think, was playing a vital and pivotal role in the, in terms of the development of the constituencies, not just in terms of infrastructure, but also in terms of social protection interventions at micro level, at constituency level. So actually, my feeling is that the amounts were actually minor scale. They were actually very, very low if you compare with other countries. So yes, we need the CDF, and yes, the amounts have to be increased so that they are able to make a bigger impact. Well, there's so much suffering, there's so much that is taking place in the constituencies in terms of even the small business that are starting up. So part of that CDF could actually be used to support those small businesses or those informal traders or business operators. So I think the CDF actually has a critical role to play, and I fully support the idea that the minister should actually allocate resources to the CDF, even in the forthcoming national budget.
The Secretary for Constitutional and Parliamentary Affairs, Virginia Mabiza, is actually quoted in the state-controlled Herald newspaper saying, for accountability purposes, would rather advise to wait for the elections and start on a fresh slate. And she says some people may get away with murder if they are to receive the CDF money now and then lose the next elections. What can you say about that?
I mean, yeah, I think that's a good point. But I think because right now we don't have any clarity. We don't actually know whether we're going to have elections in March or not. So I think the politicians or the principals have to sort out this war uncertainty, political uncertainty that is currently prevailing. Because we may or may not even have elections after all. So it's a bit tricky, really, but that doesn't minimize the importance of the CDF. And also even the importance of strong and robust internal control mechanisms that actually ensure that money actually goes down or trickles down to the constituencies where it's needed most.
Mr. Janda, what do you make of Ms. Mabiza's comments?
If we, according to what you said, my stance is still the same, that the budgeting and providing something in the budget does not mean disbursement. So if you don't budget for it, and when new MPs will come into office in 2011, in 2013, which means they won't be LCDF for the past 3 years or so, I don't think it's a good idea. What I'm saying is that the budget means when funds become available, they will be disbursed. Once the policy formulate, policy aspect is being perfected in order to close the loopholes for abuse.